The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, number 81. Today's show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Travel to Ireland this summer, July 19th through 26th with Mark Gunn, the godfather of Celtic music online. See the sights during the day and at night, sing with me. Join me as we celebrate the women of Ireland, like Bridget O'Malley, the Pirate Queen. Go to CelticInvasion.com for more details.
Thank you.
Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Luke Daniels with Reels, Patty Max, Glasgow Session, Bear Island, and the Kyle Brack Rambler. It's from his CD, Art of Trio. Find him at gale.org.uk/Luke Daniels. We are back for another episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the St. Patrick's Day episode. And I want to start by thanking all the new and current members of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Your donations and generosity are greatly appreciated, really. If you would like to become a member, it's just $20 a year, and you get free access to Songhenge, my exclusive archive of Celtic music downloads. Visit songhenge.com for details, and check out the lifetime membership special that I'm running this month. Don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 5. That's your chance to show what are your favorite songs in the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Now let's jump in some brand new music from Caddy Finlayson and Vita Tanga. This is Foggy Dew from their CD, Electric Green. Find them at fiddleandguitar.com.
Family. Well, suddenly he had some friends he'd never had. take a taxi home. We wind up in our own bed beside a garden gnome. And when we've had some coffee, we can face another day of working like a madman and then heading out to play. So we're working, we're working, we're working, we're working, we're working, we work all day. And when the evening comes around, we head on out to play. And we play and we play and we play and we play till the morning comes around. And I guess I'll carry on this way till they lay me in the ground. Oh yes, I guess I'll carry on this way till they lay me in the ground.
While the other held his pint, he could throw him out and knock him down and never ship while the other out is mine.
And that was some new music from Battle Legs. It's a song called Johnny. It's from their CD, The Soup Mages. Find it at myspace.com/Battle Legs. Before that was Pounders Reel by Stout Pounders from their CD, Live Drunken Nights. You can find them at stoutpounders.com. Before that was Work is the Curse by The Malarkeys from their CD, Bloody Brilliant. Find them at themalarkeys.com. The Celtic Invasion of Ireland is now posted on the website. Yes. Yes, you can head over to CelticInvasion.com to see the itinerary of the invasion of Ireland, which is going to happen July 19th through 26th. Now, I need you to let me know as soon as possible if you think you're going to be able to join on this trip. We are running a tighter deadline right now because we started a little bit late in getting this itinerary out to you. So, head over to CelticInvasion.com and contact me. You can also find the application where you can print it out and mail that in ASAP. Get everything in by May 15th. You'll take advantage of the early bird special. Well worth it. Save like $300. So check it out. Head on over to CelticInvasion.com today. This weekend I'm heading out to Denver for Starfest, and next week I will be in Nebraska for the Nebraska Outback Concert Series. And this is a great opportunity if you are interested in hearing my music and you're in the central north, what do you call that area? But if you're in the Nebraska area or anywhere around there, that's about as close as I'm going to be getting to that area this year. So head on over there. It's a great opportunity. Also in May, I think it's May 8th, is a concert, a spring music party at Deutsch's House here in New Orleans. So those of you in this area, come on down. I also have a brand new album coming out in September. The CD is called Kilted for Her Pleasure. I also have some t-shirts that I put out with the same title. And if you'd like to support me and my music, you can sponsor the CD. I'd really appreciate it. I released a lot of albums last year, and I have this one more album that I want to put out this year. And it's a fun Celtic comedy CD is what it is. A lot of good stuff. I'm going to play some music from that in the coming weeks. But head over to yearofthekilt.com where you can pre-order the album or buy the t-shirt if you just want to get a copy of the t-shirt. And you can. That's a great way if you want to support this podcast and support your host. Please check out that. I'm sure you'll find anyone who wears a kilt will want this t-shirt, that's for sure. So check it out, yearofthekilt.com. Let's get back to the music. Sleepy Maggie by the Gothard Sisters. It's from their CD, Celtic Rainbow. Find them at gothardsisters.com.
Dark and rainy. Maggie. Now that you're waking, Maggie. Now that you're waking, Maggie. What care I for owls' cry, for roaring winds or mountains craggy?
Not long ago, and not so far away, in a house of stone upon a desert wide, they lived in a house of desert stone. One morning bright, there came a man in ragged boots and clothes. "I am the king of the deep dark well," he sternly spoke. "I'm the king of the deep dark well. There is a rock, a great red rock, that gives but little shade, and in that shade there seeps a spring," this king did say, "a thirsty desert spring. That is the deep dark well," he said, "and of that well I'm king. And in these finest robes I seek a queen to love. Which of you will be my queen?" "Oh, sir, dear sir," the sisters said, "take shelter, we implore, for on your head a crown the sun has burned, oh, sir, the sun has burned a crown." The king came in, they told him to, they sat him in a chair. "I will not drink but of my deep dark well," he said, "no water will I drink." And as the sun began to climb its ladder to the sky, the sisters each a question of this king did ask. They did ask him questions three. another question I must ask of you, the older sister said. Is there a path to the deep dark well that all may find? A path to the deep dark well. There is no path, the king did say, that leads you to my well. There is only thirst, which you could slake like most elsewhere. Will you slake your thirst elsewhere? This kingdom of the deep dark well, a middle sister said. Would I who loves the light be queen of death, strange sir? Would I be queen of death? Oh, it is not death, the king replied, above which I preside. The deep dark waters of my well renew all things. So what will you renew? I have drunk, the younger sister said, the waters of your well. Why should I drink again this brine you savor so? Why should I drink again? Oh, drink again, the king did say, the waters of my well. Its brine is sweet to those who love this broken world. Will it now be sweet for you? I have answered all you have asked of me, the king, he sternly said. Now which of you will go away with me tonight? Who will go away with me?
David Nigel Lloyd. It's from his latest CD, Rivers, Kings, and Curses, The Three Sisters and the King of the Deep Dark Well and the Just Desert. You can find him at davidnigellloyd.com. Before that was The Spanish Medley by Daphne Quigley Frund and Tom Bradfish. It's from their CD, Bliss. Find them at myspace.com. Irish Harp Whistle Moore. Listener feedback. Earth to Eats posted a wonderful review of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. You can find it at earthtoeats.com. And speaking of which, if you're a podcaster out there and you'd like your promo to be heard on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, I am happy to play it. All you have to do is email it to me, send it to music@celticmusicpodcast.com, and try to keep it around 30 seconds. I'll do longer, as you'll note with many of these promos. Let everyone hear about your podcast, and we can find out who's listening to this show. Lance Watson writes, "Hello, Mark. I hope this email finds you well. The last time I wrote, I was in the final semester of graduate school. Now, having received my master's, I continue to enjoy your podcast at the academy I work at. In fact, I always seem to gather certain folks around when songs about the sea or sailors are playing. Is there any way you could look at putting together a podcast that has mostly songs about the sea or being a sailor? I know that I would very much enjoy them and would venture to guess that those who are a bit more salty around me would as well. Thank you as always for your hard work. Your music continues to serve as an outstanding venue to relax, work to, and whatever the day may bring. Sláinte." Hey, Lance, I think it's a great idea. So I will indeed. And if any of you out there have a song request by a band or a particular song that are about the sea, I will start planning Songs of the Sea episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Post your comment in the show notes of this show at CelticMusicPodcast.com, or head over to my Facebook page or the Facebook group, and or you can always email me, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com. Now it's time to rock it up. Next up is the Dust Rhinos with Drinking Like a Fiddler. It's from their CD, The Day After the Night Before. Find them at dustrhinos.com.
Tell your mother thanks for breakfast. I'll see you when I can. I thought she was your sister when I laid mine in pan. I don't remember the night before. Blurred as the morning it had. I've been drinking like a fiddler in an Irish band. I watched him down a pint of tree and rose him up his bow. Tomorrow to wet his whistle, for he could start the show. He played a set and took a rest, so he could quench his thirst. Every pint went down his throat, more quickly than the first. Well, if you slow down there, mate, you got more show to play. And I'll keep them coming, boys, you best get out of me way. Well, aren't you ever worried that the pints will slow your hand? They win and drop the slow, and I'm the greatest in the land. Was your sister when I laid my new I don't remember the night before, blood is the one in her hand. I've been drinking like a fiddler in an Irish band. Well, the empty stayed in pile up, and some began to worry. His bow had never wavered, but his speech became quite slurry. He started out Canadian, but as the night wore on, his throat became so heavy you would think of a county down. His draw was straight and steady, but swayed from side to side. It might have been the music or the liquor that he plied. He stumbled off the stage, swiped the drink right out of his hand, set his hat on his head, cued an ending for the band.
Thank you. side to side. They said that it was safe to drill, we'd never die within that hill. But don't forget the coal sky fell, and then began the miners' hell. The official report when it came out, while all the miners had made a shout. And they all blamed us, lying in the cold of them. They all blamed us, sighing in the cold of them. They all blamed us, crying in the cold of them. They all blamed us, dying in the cold of them. Face down.
Close it down!
Face down. That hill and made us drink their PR swill. They said that they would put it back, but stuffed our money in their sack. One day the miners will take control and have a say about that hole. Till then we'll sing a hearty song, it goes like this, so sing along. And they all blamed us, lying in the cold us. And they all blamed us, lying in the cold us. And they all blamed us, crying in the cold us. And they all blamed us, dying in the cold us. So I knew the boss had lied. We said the air was clean. The workers called the blast, but he never loved their scheme. The story that he hates to hear the roof is falling whole, but this time it's not made of coal. Dirty dollars that collapse,
and I'm the boss man on it.
They all blame us, lying in the cold. They all blame us, signing the cold. They all blame us, crying in the cold. They all blame us, dying in the cold. Face down,
close it down.
Face down,
close it down.
Thank you.
future happy one, see beneath a cloudless sun, mighty glorious dazzling sea, stretching into infinity. Tell me, what is the present hour, a green and flowery spray, where young merchants together build your mountain fly away. What is the future?
Was Tell Me by Anish from their CD Emily Bronte. Before that was Shafted by Green Tea. It's from their CD Synergy EP. You can find them at greenteaworldmusic.com. And before that was Harpy by Sky from their CD The Twins New Age Music by Sky.com. Next time we're going to have music from the Gothard Sisters, Holly Kirby, Iona, and Dark Patrick. You can find out more about the artists in this show at CelticMusicPodcast.com. While you're there, please visit the link for our CD store on CD Baby and support the artists who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, see their shows, drop them an email, and let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. The Celtic Top 5 is coming up right after this.
Are you a parent? Do you have kids in school? Now, you might know your kids, but what about their teachers? If you want to know the unique challenges of being an educator, Dragon Page with Class is the podcast to check out. Middle school teachers give you tips and techniques fresh from real-world classroom environments, discussions on education, ideas for parents and teachers alike, and interviews with other professionals. Dragon Page with Class at DragonPage.com. Look for With Class and get your learn on.
It's time for the Celtic Top 5. In every episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, I ask you to vote for your favorite song in that podcast. The most popular song is then featured at the end of the next podcast. Here are the most popular songs from show number 80. At number 5, Whiskey from the Still by the Langers Ball. Number 4, Curra Road by Fergus. Number 3, Home Away from Home by Ed Miller. Number 2, Mason's Apron by Ron Cody. And the number 1 song in the Celtic Top 5 was The Gale by Albanek. It's from their CD Eye of the Storm. You can find them at albanekmusic.com. Thank you all very much for listening to the Irish Celtic Music Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will talk to you very soon. Sláinte.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.